Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 1 regarding Robin Caney, C-A-N-E-Y. Robin Caney is a 48-year-old woman who alleges due to occupational exposures between October 2020 and March 2021 caused injuries to her right shoulder. Pretty much specifically, she states she was lifting big boxes three times high, which was about 8 feet high. And the second time, she was running a machine repetitively, and 2 days later noted the onset of right shoulder pain. She did not go to the emergency room after either of these events. She is unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Interestingly, she admits to working for the insured, doing night shifts earlier in her career. New paragraph. Per her claim petition, Ms. Caney alleges that palletizing boxes on 10-26-20 caused permanent injuries to the right shoulder. This was indicated as not being an occupational disease. Her treatment records show on 11-6-20 she was seen at Inspira Urgent Care, stating she was loading a machine by picking up boxes and injured her right shoulder. She was diagnosed with sprain of the right shoulder joint, for which she was initiated on conservative care and activity modifications. She returned on 12-7. 20 and was released from care and discharged to full duty without restrictions starting 12-7-20. Exam of the shoulder was unimpressive. They also learned she had a second job at Tractor Supply and had a history of rheumatoid arthritis for which she received Remicade infusions. She also had a, quote, mobility disorder, end quote. On 11-6-20, she did undergo x-rays of the shoulder that were read as normal. New paragraph. The petitioner returned to urgent care on 3-11-21. Stating she re-injured her right shoulder with movement at work. The pain goes up to her neck and down her right arm. This had been since 3-9-21. She was again diagnosed with a shoulder sprain and initiated on similarly conservative measures. She was also referred for an MRI of the right shoulder without contrast to rule out a rotator cuff tear. She returned on 3-25-21, but the results of an MRI were not documented. They were awaiting authorization for this study. She was going to perform home stretches per her tolerance and returned to the clinic on 4-7-21, which she evidently did not do. Physical exam. General appearance. She showed this evaluator pictures on her phone, stating she never got the MRI done, since they did not approve it. Extremities upper inspection revealed some peeling red palms bilaterally attributed to eczema. There were also darker burn scars in the left dorsal hand from a machine. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Right shoulder motion was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Combined active extension with internal rotation was minimally reduced to T11. Rapid motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers. Was full in all plans without crepitus, tenderness, jerking, or interlocking. Appeared to be tender to palpation at the right shoulder anteriorly and at the AC joint, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions. Robin Caney alleges to have injured her right shoulder at work, lifting boxes on two occasions. Period. She was seen at urgent care beginning 11-6-20 and started on conservative care. Period. X-rays done the same day were normal. Period. In a short period of time, she was released to full duty. Period. However, that Ms. Caney alleged she re-injured her shoulder. Period. She returned to urgent care and an MRI was ordered but never completed. Period. New paragraph. She currently explains the MRI was not authorized. Period. She complains about limitations her shoulder have caused in terms of kayaking and running a lawnmower. Period. There were healed burn scars on the left dorsal hand. Period. She had full range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. She had intact strength. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. End.